Hello, Sunshine. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we're the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar, fabulous vocabulary, joy and happiness along the way. Rory, why are you always breaking things, Sophia?
I know, right? I broke my phone, or rather, I cracked the screen and I need to get it fixed.
You cracked the screen. You need to fix it.
I do. Shall we talk about fixing things?
Let's talk about fixing things. A fresh IELTS Speaking Part 1 topic. Are you good at fixing things?
I can only make the most basic repairs, sadly. And by basic, I mean slap some tape on it, cross your fingers and hope for the best. I am the least tech-savvy person that you have ever met and probably will ever meet.
What kinds of things can you fix?
I can resolve typical issues with the most common software packages and computers, but that usually means just turning them off and then turning them back on again.
Is there anyone in your family who is good at fixing things?
Yeah, my dad is a dab hand with a hammer and a set of nails. To be honest, that's probably underselling it, frankly. He's one of the most capable people I know in terms of repairing and maintaining things. He once made a cracked plate look, just good as new, basically, but just with some super glue and some witchcraft, to be honest with you. Or it seems that way to me.
Have you ever asked people to teach you how to fix things?
Well, I think I pester Vanya, our producer, about tech-related issues all the time. And before that, I called my brother from Russia to ask him how to fix the Wi-Fi router. I had to set up the Wi-Fi router because it wasn't working properly. That was pretty embarrassing.
Has anyone ever taught you to fix things?
Well, I'm sure they have, but for the life of me, I can't remember the details. That's not true, actually. My landlady once showed me how to unblock the pipes in my apartment, although that was just a case of turning the taps on and waiting. I'm not sure if that counts as, like, fixing things or an effective solution to a problem, but at least she was trying to help.
What was the last thing you broke in your home?
Oh, this is going to get me in trouble. So I once accidentally knocked over an ornamental sheep and snapped off its leg, and then I tried to fix it back into place using some blue tack. And I didn't think anybody would know about it until right now. So sorry, Mum.
Dear listener, we have our premium episodes for you. And this week on our premium, we are discussing a city Rory would like to go to for a short time. And in Speaking Part 3, we are discussing cities in general. Do check out our premium episodes for Speaking Part 2 and 3. The links are in the description. I'm good at fixing things, which means that you can do stuff with your hands. So I can make the basic repairs in my home. Yeah. And Rory told us he can slap some tape on the problem. So a tape is something that's sticky and he can just like glue it all together and that's it. You can also say that I am a tech savvy person. I know things about technology. I can fix computers, phones. So I'm technology savvy, like I know things about technology, so I can fix TVs, computers, phones, or I'm not a tech savvy person, so I can't fix anything. And here we can say that I can handle or make basic repairs, right? Rory also said that I can resolve the typical issues. So resolve or solve typical issues. And here also you can say something about software, so I can deal with software packages, but I'm not really a tech-savvy person. What are the basic repairs around the house? Dear listener, for this topic, you do need maybe like 2-3 phrases to name specific repairs. So first of all, replace a light bulb.
Or screw a light bulb back in.
Screw is like when you use a screwdriver, this instrument. If you are listening to this audio version, could you go to our YouTube channel and look at the pictures we are showing you? Because this vocabulary is pretty difficult, and to understand what we mean, you should look at the pictures. YouTube, the link is in the description. So, replace a light bulb, yeah, and screw it in there. Screw, like you use a screwdriver.
You just twist it around.
Or you can fix a loose screw.
Yeah.
A loose screw. Rory, go ahead.
Sorry, a loose screw, or to have a screw loose, also means that you're crazy.
Oh, okay.
Have you never heard that before?
No, I've heard like, oh, he's bonkers, or he's off his head.
Oh, well, in America, people get called screwy, which is kind of the same thing if you're a bit nuts.
Or you can have a wobbly chair, you know, a chair like, you know, like one leg is shorter than the other. Yeah, a chair has four legs usually. And if the chair is wobbly, it goes like, so you can build up a shorter leg. So you can level a wobbly chair. Oh my gosh, this vocabulary is benign. Do you feel it? So you can say, oh yeah, like I can handle basic repairs around the house. For example, I can level a wobbly chair. Benign. What about a toilet, Rory?
You unblock a toilet. Oh God. Why do I always get the disgusting ones?
Yeah, or unclog the toilet. Because, yeah, like clogged pipes, right? So you can unclog the toilet.
If that is a problem.
You can also say
Wait. What do you use to unblock a toilet? The plunger.
A plunger. You can also fix loose doorknobs, like door knobs, they're called, not handles, but doorknobs.
I don't know. I think your handle could be loose as well.
Door handles, like loose door handles. Repair electronic devices, like a kettle or a toaster. Or you can fix leaky faucets.
A faucet is the bit in the sink that goes over? Because I used to think it was something totally different.
You can also say that I can replace light switches, so you kind of switch on the light. So these things.
I like how we've spent 5 minutes listing all of these things that people are supposed to be able to do, and I can do none of them. So
you can also say, dear listener, that I have a knack for fixing electronic gadgets.
I don't have a knack for this.
So Rory, definitely no, I don't. I don't have a knack for fixing anything. I can barely fix this thing. So, yeah. You said that your dad is a dab hand?
A dab hand, yeah. If you're a dab hand at or a dab hand with something, it just means that you're very good at it. And it is always good at. A dab hand with or in and good at something. Get your prepositions right.
So Rory's dad is a dab hand with a hammer and nails. A hammer that you kind of use to hammer in nails. Nails, not nails, but nails, the thing is. Yeah, if you're listening to this, go to our YouTube, okay? We're showing you stuff. And you can say that my dad is the most capable person. So my dad knows how to do things. He's talented. He's capable. And he uses super glue. Super glue to fix things. So Rory usually uses super glue.
I use super glue to stick my hands together or stick my fingers together.
You mentioned a cracked plate. Cracked.
Yeah, so the crack, there was like a crack in the surface of the material because it got broken on its way to Scotland from Russia. And yeah, he fixed it. So it's good as new, which means it's back to normal. Although I've totally forgotten what I've done with that plate now, which is terrible because it was a gift. Whoops.
Yeah, you see, you can give some examples like a cracked plate or what else do we usually break?
Glasses. You smash glasses. Good luck getting those back together with super glue.
When you ask people to help you, you can say, I usually pester my dad for help, or I pester my friends. So pester, you can, oh, could you please fix this? Could you please fix this? Could you help me? Help me. So you kind of,
You might need to have it repaired. Have it repaired or get it repaired. Oh, grammar. Grammar time. Because somebody else does the job for you.
Like a plumber or an electrician. And usually our Wi-Fi router or router may break down, yeah, or may not work. Wi-Fi router, router. For the life of me, I don't remember.
Which is just another way of saying I have absolutely no idea. Are you sniffing the glue?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For the life of me. Yeah. And landlady, Rory's landlady, helped him out. So landlady is the person who you rent your flat from.
Yes.
And she helped you to unblock the pipes. So in the bathroom, there are some pipes. And she helped Rory to unblock the pipes. And she told him to put the taps on. There are some taps. So he had to turn on the taps.
Turn them around.
So taps are kind of like little switches, right?
I guess so. That's the best way I would describe them. But then I know nothing about home maintenance.
Yeah, so we call it like maintenance jobs, so jobs around the house, so Rory doesn't even know the names, you see?
I don't even care. Like, it's just, it fixes itself. Somebody takes care of it, I don't know.
Rory accidentally knocked over an ornament sheep.
Ornamental sheep.
Oh, ornamental. Ooh. So kind of little sheep, and then he goes like, ugh. So he knocked it over, and its leg snapped off. Yeah, it's like a snapped off. So the leg off the sheep or cow.
In fairness, it was very fragile, to be honest. Oh, I should have used the word fragile, but I didn't. Fragile means it breaks very easily or could break very easily. So it shouldn't have been in that position in the first place, mother.
So Rory broke his mom's favorite sheep, a cow, we're not sure.
I didn't break her favorite sheep. It was just an ornament randomly.
And then Rory tried to put it back in place. So put it back in place with some blue tack. Blue tack is this sticky thing. Blue tack, kind of like glue.
Sticky material. It's like that. This is white tack, but it's the same idea.
A white tack, yeah. Sometimes it's blue.
It's white in Russia, I think. But it's blue in my country.
And you said, like, I just rumbled myself there. What did you mean by that?
It just means that I just showed that I had done something wrong, basically. If you've been rumbled, then people work out that you've done something wrong. What was the last thing you broke?
Oh, I am Maria the Breaker. I break everything. I break plants, flowers, people.
People?
Yeah, I can break anything, you know. I just test the quality of things with my hands. And my father, when I was a child, my father used to tell me that, Maria, we should put you up in a museum because, like, how did you manage to break this? Seriously? So I just give it to me and I break the unbreakable. Dear listener, make sure that you go to our YouTube channel and watch the video because we show you the pictures, okay? For this topic, you should use some specific vocabulary, like fixing leaky faucets. I enjoy restoring old damaged pieces, repair electronic devices, loose doorknobs, you see? So, mwah. Thank you very much for listening. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Listener.
Bye.
You should know by now that we have a course on phrasal verbs.
We asked ChatGPT to write us an ad talking about our phrasal verbs course. So here it is. Are you struggling to keep up with all these phrasal verbs?
Don't worry, we've got you covered. Our course is designed to help you get ahead of the game.
That's right. We'll take you through all the ins and outs of phrasal verbs, so you'll be up to speed in no time.
And with our interactive approach, you'll be able to get to grips with phrasal verbs and put them into practice.
So why wait? Sign up today and start brushing up on your phrasal verbs. You'll soon be speaking and writing like a pro.
That's right. So don't miss out. Get on board with our phrasal verbs course and watch your language skills soar.
Cringe.
But seriously, go buy our phrasal verbs course at successwithielts.com/podcourses. It's very useful and will help you become familiar with phrasal verbs.
Are you good at fixing things?
I can only make the most basic repairs, sadly. And by basic, I mean slap some tape on it, cross your fingers, and hope for the best. I am the least tech-savvy person that you have ever met and probably will ever meet.
What kinds of things can you fix?
I can resolve typical issues with the most common software packages and computers, but that usually means just turning them off and then turning them back on again.
Is there anyone in your family who is good at fixing things?
Yeah, my dad is a dab hand with a hammer and a set of nails. To be honest, that's probably underselling it, frankly. He's one of the most capable people I know in terms of repairing and maintaining things. He once made a cracked plate look, just good as new, basically, but just with some super glue and some witchcraft, to be honest with you. Or it seems that way to me.
Have you ever asked people to teach you how to fix things?
Well, I think I pester Vanya, our producer, about tech-related issues all the time. And before that, I called my brother from Russia to ask him how to fix the Wi-Fi router. How to set up the Wi-Fi router, because it wasn't working properly. That was pretty embarrassing.
Has anyone ever taught you to fix things?
Well, I'm sure they have, but for the life of me, I can't remember the details. That's not true, actually. My landlady once showed me how to unblock the pipes in my apartment, although that was just a case of turning the taps on and waiting. I'm not sure if that counts as, like, fixing things or an effective solution to a problem, but at least she was trying to help.
What was the last thing you broke in your home?
Oh, this is going to get me in trouble. So I once accidentally knocked over an ornamental sheep and snapped off its leg. And then I tried to fix it back into place using some blue tack. And I didn't think anybody would know about it until right now. So sorry, Mum.